This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and thanks for tuning in to News West for Sunday, the 15th of June, 2025. Now, let's get started with Foundations of Amateur Radio. Now, over to you, Ono, VK6FLAB.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day, a fellow amateur asked me to help them with lowering their radio mast so they could do some maintenance on the antenna. Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day, a fellow amateur asked me to help them with lowering their radio mast so they could do some maintenance on the antennas attached to it. This is not the first time I've been a participant in such an activity, but it was the first time I felt explicitly safe. Don't get me wrong, on previous occasions nothing bad happened, but there was always an undertone of what if and an associated anxiety. This time was different. Before we did anything, we sat down, had a cup of coffee, talked, and discussed what was going to happen. After coffee, we looked at specifics and discussed the process in detail. Then we prepared, clipping cable ties, winding up loose ends, disconnecting coax, and securing a pulley to a tree. We ran a winch line, discussed distances, looked at potential snags and coax lengths and angles, considered what would happen if something unexpected might happen, and discussed various safety considerations, like never walking below the mast whilst it was in its most stressed position, halfway lowered and out of reach. Then we slowly went about doing what we talked about. All that sounds pretty reasonable, and it should. It was the first time I'd ever discussed in detail what the plan was, what could happen if something broke, if something got caught, and any number of contingencies. We even discussed handling steel winch lines, something which I was unfamiliar with. Of course, it's entirely possible that something bad could happen, something neither of us had considered, but we put ourselves in a position where we both felt safe after mitigating known risks and allowing leeway for unknown risks. Another word for this type of preparation is professionalism. It's a fraught word. You might recall me telling a story where I contacted the regulator to discuss wideband interference caused by a train line, specifically blocking out a range of AM broadcast frequencies, including the emergency broadcast station. I revealed during that conversation that I was an amateur and had some experience with radio. The person I was speaking to shared that they were a professional, using a capital P to condescend that my amateur credentials were nothing in comparison to theirs. The conversation ended. The wideband interference is still there, years later. It's not the only time I've come across this weird relationship with this word, professionalism. At one time, I worked at a community broadcaster where I was one of the producers and presenters. If you're unfamiliar, it's essentially a special interest broadcaster, in this case radio, run by mostly volunteers. We were having a meeting to discuss plans, and during that, I raised the notion of professionalism in relation to conduct, things like turning up on time for your shift, documenting labels correctly on tapes, keeping logs, broadcasting advertisements at the allocated time, etc. Unfortunately, some in the group equated professionalism with commercialism, and expressed their discontent with the notion vocally. I stopped volunteering there shortly after. This to say that I can understand that professionalism has different meanings for different people. In a community like amateur radio, it might mean that it's considered a taboo word, but I'd like to encourage you to think of it as a way of getting things done, safely, and to the betterment of the community. So next time you have a working bee, an antenna party, a contest, or a ham fest, think about how you conduct yourself, how you might improve the experience for yourself and for those around you. I call that professionalism. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is WAG News for the 15th of June. G'day from WA, RG. Looking to the WAG junk sale swap meet, festival of old and new radios, etc. Oh, how WAGFest 2025 is on its way now, only 2 weeks away, actually only 13 days. Yes, 13 days time, we will have both Comtech and Horizon antennas coming, thanks to Steve, Graham and Stephen. Also, several clubs have threatened to show up, and frankly, the more the merrier. If anyone is planning to bring stuff to sell, please book your tables now so we can accommodate you. Please send an email to secretary@warg.org.au. secretary@warg.org.au. That's important so that we've got enough tables for you. Doors will open for committee and helpers to set up at 9 a.m. Sellers and vendors can set up from 10 a.m. and we open the doors to all hams and everyone else at 11 a.m. Come along, make a day of it, gold coin donation for entry. There will be a raffle and there's a $100 Comtech voucher to win. Mitch, VK6 X-Ray Bravo and his XYL Christine are once again catering for us. There's a barbecue snagger and drink available for a reasonable recompense. Be early, where? The First Midland Scout Hall at number 10 Helen Street, Bellevue. Not too far from the local spud shed, almost, but not quite, directly under the Rowan-Clayton intersection. Easy to get to from pretty much everywhere. It is where we held last year's event, and it's also where Weissen meet. That address again is number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue, or Google First Midland Scout Hall. When? Saturday the 28th of June, just 2 weeks away. Be there. Yes, if you've become a square wave, we have a rectification for that. See you at WAGFest. The next meeting of WAG will be held on the first Monday in July. That's the 7th. And that will be at the First Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall in Crawley, number 12, Australia 2 Drive. We'll let you know all the other details closer to the date, but you probably already know them. They're not changing. Now, a little bit of a history lesson. In the 1980s, the physics department at the then West Australian Institute of Technology, or WAIT, of course now Curtin University, had a radio club, VK6 Papa Delta, and they built a repeater, and they put it in the tallest building on campus. It was VK6 RPD, and it was on Channel 7, that's 146.950. And you might recognise the frequency as the current VK6 RFM repeater. Which is because when access to the repeater became increasingly sketchy because of, you know, building management practices and security and all that type of stuff, the repeater was moved out to the old Frio Port Authority building, changing transmitters to an FM 880. And again, when access became an issue, it was taken first by Don6HK and then Bob VK6KW, switching out the old FM 880 for a Yaesu Fusion repeater that is now located with the VHF group at Wireless Hill, where it has been now for the past, 5 years? It was once upon a time a linked repeater to IRLP. It hasn't been linked now for many years. Well, the VHF group have asked WAG to make changes to the RFM repeater, linking it to the internet using the full functions of the C4FM mode, making the repeater Wires X. This is a project that WAG will be undertaking in the next few months or so as the various background things come together. And as such, the current analog mode repeater will switch to Wires X and C4FM data at some point in the not too distant future. We are looking forward to making the request of the site holders, the VHF group, come to pass, adding Wires X experience to the VK6 RFM repeater as soon as is possible. Finally, in WAG news this week, there is to be a site visit to Tick Hill VK6 RTH 146.800, And it's been set for the date of July 22nd, which is a Tuesday. There are a number of things that we need to be doing, and this allows us to make a day of it. It is a working mine site to gain access, and there will be a carpooling from the gate, meeting at 9 a.m. sharp. If you would like to get some working bee experience and you can make it to the site, please contact us at secretariatwag.org.au and we'll keep you in the loop. There is much that we can do, including the need to do some general site tidying up, getting the AAPRS back up and running, as well as some work on the Freenet side of the site. As I leave you this week, a quick reminder that the WAG Technical and General Net is on this morning at 10:30 a.m. local on VK6RLM 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money, and of course on the Southwest Hubs. If you're listening in the evening, you've missed it, and it's next week. Until then, 7.3s from VK6RRG.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group annual general meeting will be held on Tuesday, June 17th at 7 p.m. or 1900 hours at the Mandurah State Emergency Service Headquarters, Education Drive, next to Bunnings Mandurah and opposite TAFE. All welcome. However, only financial PRG members can vote for office bearers for 2025 to 2026. So make sure you pay your annual subs ASAP.
A couple of weeks ago, I travelled across the continent to attend a meeting of the RASA team. We reviewed our work for the previous year and mapped out where we will focus our attention and set our priorities for the coming year. And I'll have more to say on this on another day. Meanwhile, RASA just published the June edition of the QTC magazine, and some of the main features in QTC this month are RASA's response to the ACMA remaking of the amateur license conditions determination, a new segment, Workshop Tips and Tricks by Andy VK4KCS, and Andy has spent many years working in the radio and electronics industry and has lots of tricks up his sleeve to share with us. A story by N9EEE describing how he set up a remote station in his loft. And there's an update on the This Is Amateur Radio project by RASA. And closer to home is a write-up and lots of photos of Ham Campshin, including a rather striking photo that we use as a background on the front cover. We have a story about Maidenhead locators, when and why they were developed, and why they are so useful to us. We tell you about some new stuff, the QRZ 30th Anniversary Award, the release of the free DV version 2.0.0, and that's a good read, especially if you've tried free DV a few years back and everyone sounded like Donald Duck. Those of you who came to Perth Tech last year will recall the session from Munir Salem describing the machine learning system that helped develop the new codec. And there's more. And it's there for you to enjoy in QTC Magazine. QTC Magazine is produced by the RASA editorial team with contributions from members and other amateurs. QTC is fully electronic and is available as a PDF for download and for viewing as an online flip the pages on the screen magazine. QTC is free and it's available to everyone. You don't have to be a member of RASA or anything, not even the Mickey Mouse Club, to access QTC or any other RASA resource. Check them all out at our website, vkradioamateurs.org. Again, vkradioamateurs, with an S on the end, .org. And I'm Bob VK6POP for RASA.
Maurice Veith, K6HLY, has established a Winlink gateway on 147.550 at his home, QTH, as part of the Peel Amateur Radio Group Winlink Gateway range of frequencies. That new 2-meter frequency again is 147.550. Maurice also hosts a Winlink Gateway on 80 meters from his home QDH. Peel Amateur Radio Group Winlink Gateways also operate on 40, 20, and 15 meters plus 70 centimeters. Frequencies are listed on the Peel Amateur Radio Group website.
Good morning once again, fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. Roy VK, 6X Ray Victor. For this week's hotline, for the 15th of June 2025. Nothing new to report this week. However, I do have a desire to thank Graham VK6RO, Peter VK6APW, and Andy VK6HQ for the information regarding John VK6Alpha uniform of last week. And I've uploaded information to K800Kilo and Mike in the UK, in the US. And if you have any items for next week, or can help me with any speech impediment problems I may have at the moment, please contact me. And the email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And I may be able to get my computer to download it if I'm lucky. Thank you once again for listening, 73.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.